your boy DJ ATLLM Styles kicking it with Six Eyes and the Squad. Drop it, drop it, drop it. You guys doing it big, doing it all over. Great Saturday. Clouds going in and out here in the ATL. Sunshine all over the place.
I know it's all over the place. Everything is doing great. I got to bring my folks in. We're going to go ahead and start getting in right now. What's up? What's up? What's up?
Oh, what's
going on? What's going on?
All right.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, y'all
what's
just
going
got
on,
in here.
What's going on, Queen? What's up, squad?
What's up, AJ?
What up, Queen? Uncheckable squad.
Hey,
right. Good evening, sir.
How's everyone?
What's up, everybody?
What's going
hey,
on, Six Eyes and the Six Eyes Radio Network listeners? We all here.
How's y'all mental tonight?
That's a good man question. How is everybody's mental tonight?
Yeah. Beautiful weather outside, 81 degrees in the sky. What?
That's what it is down here in Cleveland. We are here almost 80 degrees. You know what I'm saying?
What's up, everybody? It's your girl Angel from all the way from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. How y'all doing?
Hey, how you doing? Good evening.
Hi.
Good evening. What's the weather like down there?
It's like 82 degrees.
Okay. Okay. Did you get outside today? Did you have a good time?
So I want to make a quick comment to y'all because I have to go.
Absolutely.
But I just want to give a prayer for my cousin Bobby Brown that was in the hospital. So I just want everybody to pray for him.
Definitely.
Could you say the name one more time?
Yeah, he was dehydrated or something like that. But I think he's doing better now. So keep a prayer out for him.
Could you say your family member's name just one more time? Because the music was kind of plain when you said the last name. So.
I said that my cousin, he was dehydrated.
Okay, I heard that. What was your cousin's name? One more time, sweetie.
Bobby Brown.
Oh, okay, okay. D. Bobby Brown, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
And
absolutely.
I also want to give out wishes.
I also want to give out for the domestic violence for people that's been like in a relationship, been abused.
Wow.
So to be aware of people, I've been into one. So I just want to tell everybody, when you're in a relationship and you find out that somebody is married, one of my homegirls that was in a relationship, she just got killed the other day, over something that she didn't do. So I want to put a prayer up for her. She lost her life, her kids is, was 1 or 2, 5-year-old, him and his ex-girlfriend, end up killing her. So I just want to put out for everybody, if they've been in a relationship like that, just be aware and watch out because you never know what you run into.
You're right.
Man, that is
amen.
True. That is so
amen.
True.
Amen. Thank you for that.
So we definitely want to send our best wishes out to Mr. Bobby Brown and hope that he's okay. You know what I'm saying? Please come back and let us, know what's going on. Keep us updated with his condition, please.
Yeah.
We appreciate you for telling us about that and letting us be aware of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, I'm gonna give my love to y'all, and I'm gonna try to come
back.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Whatever. We appreciate you, sweetie.
Thank you so much.
Thanks to 6 Hour Radio and DJ ATL and the other people, y'all. It's nice meeting y'all and I see y'all.
Absolutely.
Once again.
Thank you,
okay, y'all take care. Y'all have a blessed night.
All right, you have a good evening.
Okay,
day,
you too. Appreciate you.
Nice for calling in.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's up, everybody? Why don't everybody just go around and just let everybody know who you are and just give a little background on what y'all doing today and how was y'all week?
Well, hello, everyone. This is the Queen from North Carolina. I want to say that my week has been trying, and guess what? I'm here, so it couldn't have been that bad. I enjoyed a beautiful day today. I feel good. I look good. I'm just good. I'm happy to be here, and life is great. And if it's not, gotta make it that way. So.
Mm-hmm. All right, this is Uncheckable calling from Chicago. My week has been a blessed week, The devil tried to try me, but he didn't get me. But I'm good. And, can't nobody check me. Check.
Oh, you heard.
Amen.
Miss Pride and Joy, are you with us? Evangelist Clayton, how about you?
Hello, how y'all doing out there tonight? My name is Miss Pride and Joy, and I'm just high. Not high as took But hi, just feeling good, feeling nice, and just ready to get it started. And then again, this is Miss Pride and Joy from North Carolina. Again, I hope each and every one of you are having a wonderful day and getting ready just to listen to some great topics, some great fun, some great laughs, and some great music.
Wow, I hear you. Amen. Good afternoon, each and everyone. This is Evangelist Clayton, and I'm hailing from Tallahassee, Florida. Beautiful, beautiful, warm day. Amen. To God be the glory. And truly, my week has been a pressing time. You know, sometimes you got to press toward that mark, amen, of the high caller. Amen. So I've been pressing. Amen. And through it all, if he bring you to it, he's going to bring you through it. I want you to know there's no doubt about it. Amen. To God be the glory. So you heard it. It's right here, and he's yet still passing out a blessing, and he's healing, and he's delivering too. So I'm grateful, and I thank God for our temperature today was 86 degrees here. Amen. To God be the glory, and it's still 72 degrees at this hour of the night. So I'm grateful, and I give God all praise and all of the honor. Just thank God for the goodness of what he's doing. Amen. Be blessed, everyone.
Hello, everyone. Absolutely. This is Destiny. Hello, everyone. This is Destiny calling from Virginia.
Hey, hey, hey.
I'm having a wonderful weekend, and I just want to thank everyone who's out listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network, as well as DJ ATL, as well as Mr. Six Eyes, and as well as the squad.
Squad?
Squad? Yes. Let's see what tonight has to hold.
All right.
Right. Is Mr. Two Piece with us tonight?
Yeah,
is he there?
It's Two Piece from South Carolina. My week been great, relaxing, you know, meeting new people, having fun. So, you know, hot one today. Got a little bit of going on the grill. I'm gonna eat some more later on. Y'all invited to get some.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Is Mr. Godfather with us tonight? Okay, man, glad to be. Anybody else?
You, sir.
Well,
you.
No, you know, I always want to be kind, courteous, and polite. Let everybody go.
Of course,
you know,
we say the best.
How
y'all
been? How
y'all
mental?
How y'all mental?
Listen, y'all impressing me. Y'all going to get a piece of my mental. I'm just being
Is that a promise?
No, I'm cool. No, I appreciate y'all. But just AJ, I'm calling out of Cleveland, Ohio. And, as some of y'all know, this week has been kind of up and down.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm thankful to be here. God is good. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm taking the pressure, and I appreciate all the love and support. Everybody, you know, checking in on me, I appreciate all y'all. So, but, yeah, I'm here. I'm glad to be on the Six Eyes Radio Network. I'm definitely glad to be a part of this with the squad and everybody tonight. So, like I said, I just appreciate y'all being here with me and giving me support. We're going to have some fun tonight, that's for sure.
Doesn't that sound good, y'all?
Absolutely, absolutely. And our weather was quite beautiful down here today, though. We almost got up to 80. I'm hearing all y'all got up almost up to 80 or better. We almost got there. We was like 74, 75. We almost got up there. But it was a beautiful day, though. I'm not going to lie. The weather was good. Everybody was out. Wasn't a lot of rah-rah in the hood, no gunshots, no stabbings, not too many helicopters, EMS, police, fire. So I'm thankful for days like that. So
amen.
It was definitely a beautiful Saturday, that's for sure. And hopefully many more beautiful days to come. I don't know about y'all, I'm looking forward to the summertime.
Yes.
Summer.
Yeah, it's
summertime.
All right.
I know that's right.
Let's just sit back and unwind.
All right, guys, it's your boy DJ ATL and Styles. I'm going to go ahead and give my introduction. Today was a great, beautiful day here in the A-Town, Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey.
Nice and warm and cuddly. And just, you know, been a great week. It's always a great week when you still be able to wake up every morning, because if you don't wake up, you don't know what you miss and you don't know what you have. So, God, if you want to have a bad day, you got to live to have a bad day. If you want to have a good day, you have to live. So waking up is a very important gift that we have. And that's a blessing in itself. And that's one thing we can say to everyone, that we don't have to wake up to have the same day. We get a different day every day and a new adventure. And we always are learning something new. But, hey, we got a storm going on, and we got to get to this storm. I'm going to have a big topic. We're going to talk about this situation. And I really didn't want to go here, but I think I have to. I think it's valid to talk about this. It's about the LBG community. It's about gay reunion and Mr. Wade and their little young son who took a picture a couple weeks back with the Easter. Mm-hmm. And it's gone viral. The little boy was dressed as a boy. He is a boy. Has a little boyfriend that came to a photo op, which is kind of strange. For I've never seen a photo op done where a pretty person comes on the outside like that. Even girls with their boyfriends are boys, but it's something worth us discussing, because I think there's a lot of mixed flags here. I don't know if this is I believe this is a distraction, but I think it's something worth talking about. Also, to put on top of it, I'm gonna be playing something later on, Mr. Charlie White, and I want y'all to hear him. He was very furious, and I want to really dissect what he was saying and seeing what he is trying to put out there to everyone. So I will be pulling that up to him. I would like to have that. But right now, I want y'all to just give y'all opinion about this little relationship with the little kiss the little boy did with the other little boy on Instagram and all. It means all over Facebook, Instagram, all over social media. So, and I know it's outcry, and the big thing is gay reunion and Dwayne Wade being giving this child justice by allowing this stuff to go on. All right, then. I'm going to pass the ball right now to whoever wants to start.
Can I please?
Absolutely. We'll go ahead and start with the queen and start with the women and go ahead around, go around the table.
Thank you, baby. So, actually, AJ and I mentioned something about this earlier when we were talking this week. It's a lot of that going on, and I personally, of course, I don't feel that it's right, but as a parent, you have to sometimes sit back and allow your child to do what they're going to do. They have to go through their own trials and tribulations. The more you say no, the more they're going to go forward and do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The more you say you can't be around that person, the more they're going to lie to be around that person. So even when they make decisions that we don't like or we don't agree with, we just have to step back sometime and just watch them do what they're going to do and just be there for them if it falls apart. Had they not let the young man come into their photo shoot, they probably wouldn't have their own, you know. When it first came out that his son was doing what he was doing, he got a lot of ridicule about it. I just thank God that they were just parents enough to step up and say, look, I love my child. What my child is going to do, my child is going to do. That's still my child, and I'm going to still stand by my child. It hurts. It may not be right. It might not be fair. But as a parent, you've got to do that. It's just like being your friend. Your friend's going to do stuff you don't want them. They don't want to think you should do, but they're going to do it. Just be there for them. And I know it probably is a crazy situation, but maybe it's a phase he's going through. Who knows? But as a parent, you need to still stand by your child. Let them know you don't like it, okay, but also let them know you love them and you're still going to be there to support them. So that's what I think. This is Queen, and I'm complete.
Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
Would any one of the other women like to take that on?
May I?
Go ahead.
Absolutely.
How old were this child? Do anyone know?
He's, I want to say, about 12, I believe.
Confused.
It's both of them are 14 and 12.
Okay.
Between the ages of 12, 14.
Right.
14 and 12. Well, let me say this as a mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, and spiritual mom. I think truly parents, we as parents need to educate our children, and I think starting at that age when those things began to take place, they still are minors. They still are minors, and you let them know how you feel. I am a recipient of two of my grandchildren, amen, and they're grown, you know. So every individual has to pay their own charge. There's a charge, but I love them. I love them. And these, you're right, Queen, may be just a phase that they're going through. We don't know. But I think this is a time that parents ought to be very serious if their mind is articulating in the right manner as a parent, you know, to raise you. Mama and daddy had you as a boy, you know, and there are plenty of young ladies and there's plenty, amen, legs out there.
Right.
Yeah, get my dress. There's plenty of legs,
right.
And you can get it north, south, east, and west. But I think that it starts with the parent, you know, but you love them. You love them. I love mine,
yeah.
In spite of their decision. Mm-hmm. That's their decision. I don't have to pay the charge for them now, amen. But I'm grateful, amen, that you have that relationship with your parents. Have that relationship. You know, be able to talk with your babies about anything. Anything. Don't ever let them close you out. Because when they close you out, then it becomes to be something even more now. They're not listening to you, but they're listening to the outside. So I just think that parents just need to be more parents now and tell them the truth. Amen. Tell them the truth and what you do, the charge is on you. After you've done it, you still love them in spite of who they are, in spite of what they turn out to be, in spite of you still love them. You know, so I just continue to love mine. I continue to love him. I continue to love her. You know, so if you get my drift, my granddaughter, my grandson, you know, so I'm just knowing that God is able and it doesn't change who they are. They're my grandson and she's my granddaughter, and I love them no matter what. I'm completed.
I need to come in because I think I need to make sure this is, because y'all just saying the right stuff, but maybe I didn't clear it up. Let's say this, and I just want everyone to, should this be promoted, showing boys kissing boys, girls kissing girls, and young boys kissing boys and young girl boys kissing girls? Should this information be out there being promoted? Because what I'm saying, and this is where I'm coming from Gabriel Union and Dwayne Wade, it's like they're promoting something that should not be promoted on this level. I don't care whether it's two boys or two girls or whatever. It's just I feel that this is not the way you should be parenting. If you're parenting, like y'all said everything right. You deal with your child, but to take it and to promote it, to make it into something more than what it is and make it farther, doing pictures and ops and showing it, I think by them allowing this to go on and allow it to get, that's where I think the problem is, because now what happens is you force all parents to now be educating even little ones that's 5 and 4, because they see something like this and now they're asking questions, and now you have to start going from even younger than in these age where they're looking more understanding. So that's why I want y'all to really come on that end and talk. Do y'all think that is there some responsibility, the liable, that has to go in play to Gabriel and Wade for allowing that now so this conversation can really be said at a table to younger people, which shouldn't even got more, let's say the younger people that probably ask the question too, probably don't even know how to tie up their shoes yet. Let's say coming from that level in. So I'm going to come on out and let y'all finish talking.
May I?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Now, what DJ ATL just said, I feel like Gabriel Union and Wade should, like, they should stop that, you know, like, this little boy, they 12 or 14, whatever age they are, they confused, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
They confused right now. They don't even know what they want. They don't know if they want to be with a girl, boy, whatever. But they shouldn't promote that. Like, him kissing him, like, that's crazy. Now, what is they letting their daughter look at? They got a little baby daughter. What is they?
Mm-hmm.
What does she want to, oh, why is my brother kissing a boy, you know? What's she looking at? She going to try to do the same thing or not? But, you know, all this stuff is going on all these TV shows, and everything we watching now got gay scenes in it. Not saying it's wrong, but just because you doing it, that don't mean we want to see it. I'm complete.
Thank you.
May I please?
Absolutely.
This is the Queen. I don't believe it should be advertised like that or publicized. But at the same time, you have to keep comfort in your home. You have to keep peace in your home. So if they're going to take this family portrait and they say, no, you can't be in it, or he wants to be in it and he wants to bring him in with him, and, well, if you're going to be in it, he can't be in it too. Well, I'm not going to be in it then if he can't be in it. So you take this family portrait, and now you've isolated him. So 9 times out of 10, that's going to push him more to him. All I'm saying is somewhere you just have to just pray about it and just let it be. You have to keep peace in your family, because if y'all keep, the more they try to push the boy away from him or pull him apart, the more he's going to go to him. And hopefully it is just a phase, and he'll get through it, and he'll come out of it, and everything will be fine again. But during that time, you can't isolate him or treat him any differently, because that's just going to push him on over to where he's, where you're not wanting him to go. Now, all of it that's on TV now, it's a mess how everything is just... Everything seems to be so okay now, and it's all over the TV and all over the cartoons and the movies, and it is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing we can really do about that. But at the same time, when it's in your family and it's hitting you directly like that, you've got to find some peace of mind. You've got to find some calmness in your household, because it's not worth it. So dealing with what your child is deciding to do is never be worth you losing your child over. And if they isolate him out of that picture, 9 times out of 10, he's going to move on. And that's what that is, an isolation picture. He don't want to look at this picture of his family. He's not in it because of who he thinks he likes right now. So as hard as that is as a parent, I get it. I mean, I don't want nothing but peace in my family with my child. So sometimes parents just have to do what they have to do. Is all this right? No, but then who are we to judge? We don't have a heaven or a hell to put nobody in either. So that's something he's going to have to deal with. So, again, this is the Queen, and I'm complete.
Thank you so much. Anybody else?
May I?
Go ahead. Absolutely.
Wow. Wow, that was amazing. But I must say, money, promoted money. Amen. And just imagine all the undercovers that have been undercover. Just imagine, we're promoting it. You are a TV watcher, a radio listener, but then do you know that they are rated? You know, and if you don't look at it in your house, it's everywhere you go now. It's in the grocery stores. It's in the mall, wherever, in the clubs now. You know, and is it right? No, it's not right. No, it's not right. But then I heard Queen say you must keep peace in your home, you know, and I can imagine, I don't know what the parents are thinking, what the parents are feeling at this time, both set of parents, you know. So we got to know God's word is true. No matter how we look at it, God's word is true, you know. So we, you know, it just leave us some time in our alt, because it's your child, it's your loved one, it's your family member, you know. So is it right? No, it's not right. Do I promote it? No, I don't promote it. But do I love? Yes, I love, you know. So one thing about it, and two things for sure that we know, amen, we don't want to lose our child, amen, because when you lose them, you know, you got those that don't have connection with the parents anymore. Mm-hmm. They're broken, the broken family, the broken mirror, you know. So, you know, that's a hard thing, decision making, but you have to make the right decision. You got to pray about it and thank the man above all things. So, you know, we have to try to find a boundary, a common ground. Amen. So your answer is your answer. Mine is mine. I'm complete.
Anybody else have something like to comment?
May I?
Okay. Go ahead.
In my opinion, okay, 12 and 14, for me, that's minor. It shouldn't be promoted at all. Whereas the phase they're going through, nobody really knows. Only thing you can do as parents, guardians, or however you is to this child, is to teach the right way according to your religion, the Bible, the laws of God. But at some point, they're going to have to make that choice in their life. Whether they're going to follow your teaching or they're not going to follow your teaching. But at the same time, as a parent, you have to love your child, keep the peace in the house, and still show support. Because, you know, like it was stated, like queens, you don't have no hair, you don't get no hair to put them in. The only thing you can do is do your part as a parent and teach, a guardian, and teach how it's supposed to be. No, I wouldn't promote no 12 and 14-year-old because they still might. They're confused. And just promoting it, just it's like you saying you relax with it, but it's not right. And that's just my opinion of it. And I support it.
Thank you. Appreciate that. This is AJ. I've been listening, and this is my opinion. Things today are not like they were in the past. When I was brought up, none of this was going on. We wouldn't be talking about any of these type of subject matters. The household was different. The standard of living, the teachings, who we were, and, you know, supposed to be, expected to be, is nothing like today. So as I listen to the stories of what's going on, right? So let's start as, let's not think about 12 or 14. Let's go back down to 2, 3, 4, 5. Because we're talking about preteens or teenagers, right? How did they get these notions to touch boys, for girls to touch girls, you know, these homosexual acts, these transgendered, you know, thought patterns? Like, what did it all come from? And I think a lot of us understand that there are agendas going on today in the LGBTQ. And like I said, you have to think about Will Smith, Jada, Gabrielle, Dwayne. You have to think about who these people are, right? They're supposed to be upstanding, you know, citizens and all that's good, Hollywood and, you know, major entertainment, all this and all that. And so when you think about it, where did their children get these ideas from? You know what I'm saying? So we're talking about, you know, the promotion of it. No. Why would you do that to your own children and help promote an agenda, knowing that other black children, or we'll just say any children, may say, okay, well, that's Gabrielle Union's children, that's Dwayne Wade's children, that's Will Smith, that's Jada Pinkett. You know what I'm saying? If it's okay for their kids, it must be okay for our kids. I think that's part of the agenda. Mm-hmm. I was telling somebody that, when you turn on the TV now, like you say, it's everywhere. And I heard somebody say this, like, you know, what goes on in the household goes on in the household. There's not too much we can do about that. And I was telling somebody, well, if you turn on the TV, right, there are commercials being aired now where they're talking about, there was a woman. One of the commercials is, now there was no man, no father, no husband in this commercial. It was just a woman and a little boy who apparently, you know, they're trying to promote the transgender agenda. And they're saying, you know, oh, I didn't want, you know, my baby, you know how they have the commercials back in the days where I was praying my baby could see, or I came out with all his limbs, or it didn't come out deformed. Well, this commercial was, you know, I just wanted to have a baby, a good, healthy baby. I did. And, you know, now my baby is transgender, and that's okay. So there's a big promotional thing going on out here where it's saying it's okay for boys to be with boys and girls to be with girls. Like I said, I didn't come from that. I don't believe in that. I don't promote that. But I understand that if you get to a certain age, you are of age, and you make a conscientious decision that you want to be with the same sex, that's on you. But there is a very big problem in this country right now where you have in celebrities, you know, news networks, organizations, foundations, groups of people who are pushing this agenda. Why? Well, because the children are the future. Right, we all understand that the children are the future. So if our children, right, we understand in America we're dumbing them down. We don't want them to play sports. We don't want them to, you know, have after school programs. It's a lot of things we don't want them to have mothers. We don't have them to fathers. We don't want them to have this. We don't have them to have that. So add on to the agenda, let's confuse their sexuality. We were going to school. We had, you know, we had sex ed. When we were growing up, more than most likely, you had a parent or two that sat you down and talk to you that's about right. Penis and vagina. You know, you know, we were told what would happen if you got pregnant, but understand this was boy on girl, girl on boy. What could happen? So you have to think about, okay, we're talking about parents of today, right? Well, what do we consider to be parents? What are we considering to be parents? Now, are the parents of today like the parents we had? Absolutely not. Now, that's just my opinion. So you have to understand, though, that's part of the agenda, because the parents nowadays, nine times of ten, are kids they self, or confused they self, or bisexual they self, or they don't know any better, or they're really not paying attention to the responsibilities of the children. What, you know, what do we do nowadays? Go watch TV. Go turn, go play with your game system. You know, go get on your phone. Go play with your friends. So if we understand that this critical race thinking is out here, and we know it's out here. I know it's in the libraries. We know it's in the schools. We know it's in the TV. We know it's on TikTok. We know it's in the music. We know it's everywhere. So understand that this agenda to turn these kids, you know what I'm saying, and to be a part of the transgendered world, or to be a part of the LGBTQ, and then you have women, some women, you know, who go on going along with this. And my thing is to okay, it's one thing when you understand what happened to the men, demasculate them, you know, split up the families, but we had to give the men something else compatible, you know what I'm saying? So we'll give them the transgender. So you think about what's going on, like you have the swimmers, right, the transgender swimmers, right? So you have these other situations where you have these transgender people coming into one to be in the Olympics and one to do certain things. So then when you have women co-signing for this, when you have women saying, oh, okay, that's cool, but I understand that these transgender, these are men who are now taking your womanly rights away from you as well. And they're also affecting your children. And it just hurts my heart and my spirit to hear some of that going on. So when I hear, like, what can we do? You're right. We can't stop the bigger agenda. But when it comes to our children, our households, that is something we have to be extra vigilant on nowadays. And I think that if you really look at this situation, right, we can look at all the children being promoted, being used, being abused, because that's the way I see it. You're using these children. You're abusing these children. You're confusing these children. You are more of a harm to these children than you are a help to these children. You know what I mean? So I think about when you look at all this, and for those of us who are, you know, quote-unquote real parents, come from a different time, we're not playing this. Like I said, everybody has the right to be and do whatever you want to a certain circumstance. I agree with that. But if we see what's going on right now, maybe this is the call. You know, this is the wake-up. You know what I'm saying? We understand what's going on out here. So that's why I said, we got to get these children, our children, and we got to teach them. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to do that. You don't have to be about that. You are, this is the way we grew up, and this is the way I would like you to be, and that is for you to abstain from sex. You shouldn't even be thinking about sex. You know what I'm saying? Let alone, you know, the feelings and emotions that have to come along with them dealing with the same sex. You know what I mean? So that's just my personal opinion. So when it comes down to that, there's a lot going on. But, yeah, I'm definitely not about the promoting that's going on the Internet, using these children to push agendas that are going to affect other children by the thousands. And like I said, the children are our future. And if you see what's going on right now, the future looks really scary for our children in more ways than one. So I just want to put that out there. And with that, I'm complete.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Anytime.
Anybody else? I just want to say it's just something that's going to be, you know, it's going to be an ongoing thing because it's not going anywhere anytime soon. We just have to keep our kids prayed up, and if they are starting young, I see him at school. I work at elementary school. I see him at the school. They can come in one week and tell me his name is Tom and come in tomorrow and tell me his name is Tara. So, I mean, these parents are allowing these kids to make these decisions, and as heartbreaking as that is because they are so young, what do you do? You know, so I told the child, I said, well, look, you know, I'm not going to call you that name until you tell your mom to call me and tell me this is what I have to call you now. Because that's not what's on your record for me, you know. So that puts me kind of in an odd situation, like, well, that's not my name. Well, baby, that's what I'm going to call you. And until your mother come talk to me, that's what I'm going to have to continue to call you. You know, so they're getting younger and younger. This is elementary school age. So,
right.
Yeah, we can't. What do you do? Pray about it and hope for the best. But for right now, it's not going anywhere.
Right. You think about what you said, Queen. Like you said, I ran across a story where we're talking about kindergarten, first,
mm-hmm.
second, and third graders.
Yes.
So understanding they're after the babies. You got to think about that. What does LGBTQ or transgender got to do anything with kindergarten, first, second, or third grade?
Right.
It's terrible. Terrible. Anybody else? What about you, DJ ATL? Are you still over there hanging with us? That's what's up. Maybe you'll get back later. Is Destiny still with us?
Yes, I am. I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
We can.
I can hear
loud
you.
And clear.
Okay.
Had,
good evening.
I believe you had
everyone.
Something you wanted to talk to us about.
Yes, I do. Right now, we're going to talk about a few comedians who have recently passed away. Louis Anderson passed away on January the 21st, 2022, at the age of 68. He was known as a stand-up comedian, actor, author, and for his game show host. Bob Saget passed away on January the 9th, 2022, at the age of 65 years old. He was known for playing Danny Tanner, the father, in the ABC sitcom Full House.
Hmm.
Gilbert Godfrey passed away on April the 12th, 2022, at the age of 67. He was an American stand-up comedian and actor. His persona as a comedian featured an exaggerated, shrill voice, strong New York accent, and emphasis on crude humor. To all of his family, from me, Destiny, of the 6 Hours Radio Network, I have sent my condolences to you all, and I'm sorry for your loss. But on a lighter note, Chris Tucker is also a comedian. Chris Tucker donated to a high school choir to go to Carnegie Hall to perform. Comedian Chris Tucker surprised a high school choir program that was invited to perform at the Carnegie Hall by helping them reach their goal of $201,579.25. Tucker showed up at the Ola High School in Georgia on April the 13th, 2022, Wednesday, to let the students know that the Chris Tucker Foundation was going to pay off the rest of the balance. The choir needed to travel to New York City for their performance. The high school announced that their invitation to perform in 2020, they worked so hard. They worked hard at raising money through fundraisers and other events. Since then, they still came up short. Earlier this week, the choir still needed more than $16,000, according to their GoFundMe page. The Chris Tucker Foundation saw them on the news and brought them a check and paid off the $16,000. Thank you, Chris Tucker, for everything that you've done. And once again, this is Destiny from the 6 Eyes Radio Network.
Good job. Good job.
All right.
That's my baby.
Thank you for that.
Girl.
And once again, we want to give our condolences to Louis Anderson, Bob Saget, and Gilbert Godfrey from 6 Eyes Radio Network, and, of course, from DJ ATL, Mr. 6 Eyes, and, of course, the squad.
And we want to thank Destiny for that report, because Destiny's actually on vacation, but she wanted to do her part, and she came in and joined us, and we appreciate that. Destiny did a wonderful job. Continue to have one of your on your vacation, and we thank you for who you are, baby.
It don't matter, rain, sleet, shine, or snow, we going to do this show, you know?
Okay, you know.
I like that.
Howdy, hold us down. Oh, no.
you are listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network with DJ Atlanta Styles, AJ, and the squad. Give us a call, 424-243-9617. If you want to talk, press that 1. Come on in.
The lines are definitely open, and we are here waiting for you. How's everybody doing? Everybody doing good? Everybody all right? Everybody's mental good?
Good.
Everybody's
good,
all right?
Good. All right.
Moving right along, I believe Miss Pride and Joy had a few things that you wanted to talk to us about tonight.
Yes, I do. And again, this is Miss Pride and Joy, Six Eye Radio Network. And I'm going to be speaking on NBA Youngboy and Yaya Mayweather. They had a baby gender shower for her baby boy that she's going to have. Well, NBA Youngboy, this is seventh child. The rapper and Yaya Mayweather have revealed the gender of their first child together. The daughter of Floyd Mayweather Jr. celebrated her baby shower on Thursday in Houston, during which she also announced, you know, letting everybody know on Instagram and all those networks, you know, letting her know she had a, you know, that she was pregnant by him. And it was a blue theme bash, which was captured live on Instagram. She posted in front of a blue teddy bear where the backdrop, and it came down with baby boy. It was lifted up in giant letters. A young boy was not attended, but they called Yaya, you know, off to herself singing her baby daddy's music. Again, NBA Youngboy's report with seven kids with multiple different women. Nisha gave birth at 14 years old. Yaya Mayweather pled guilty to stabbing one of NBA Young baby mothers, which is LaPetitia Jacobs. The rapper and Jacobs was at a home in rumor. Fiance arrived at the resident, and they had an argument. So the 19-year-old grabbed two knives. And when she grabbed those two knives, the other young lady stepped to her because she thought, you know, maybe she's playing, so let me step to her. When she stepped to her, she stabbed her. But the young lady didn't know she had stabbed her because she didn't feel it. She didn't feel it until she stabbed her again. She stabbed her again with the weapon. And that time she felt it, so they had to call, you know, the cops out there and everything. She pled guilty when she was went to court. She's going to court again. Now, with this, she can either get 20 years or 99 years for this incident. Now, he has been known for cheating on all of his baby mother. So I don't know why she thought it was going to be different this time.
Right.
But she herself has completely had a baby. She just had a baby. And right now she don't know if she's going to be here for this baby.
Wow.
Because like I said, she's looking at 20 years and they said baby 99. They don't know just yet where she's going to be with this. But, you know, they talked to some lawyers, and they got some great lawyers, you know, some people that have did, some of the big people in the industry, of course they do. And she may get off, and she still may not get off, but she's looking to do that much time.
Wow.
And at the time that she did it, she was only 19. She's 21 now, but she was only 19 when she did this. And guess what? He got another baby mama on the way. He got another baby mama coming again. And he himself just got in some trouble. So he's sitting in the Los Angeles jail right now himself.
Wow.
Why? She's having her own baby right now.
Wow.
So it's kind of a little bit of baby drama going on with NBA Youngstar. And like I say, he got eight baby mamas. And he just turned 22.
Ooh.
22.
Ooh-wee.
And he had eight baby mama.
Wow.
And her,
wow.
You know how sometimes we feel like we're so in love. We feel like we're in love. And sometimes we find ourselves in those predicaments that we just feel like we don't want nobody else to have this guy. And I guess it was like that for her. But, you know, she just don't know right now where her life is going. She want to be a model. She got a lot of things going for herself. She on the money team, of course. You know, they got the money team. You know, most of these kids is on the money team. She's on the money team. She's out here doing things, but we just don't know where it's going to go yet. They say she's going to court in June the 16th. She's going to court. But check this out right here. Baby daddy, NBA young boy, and the security guard refuse to tell their story of what happened. So she's like out there by herself on her own.
Wow.
She's telling her own story because they refuse to talk. Because they're saying they know for a fact that this young lady, you know, made her want to do that because she did something to her. She did something sneaky when nobody else wasn't looking. You know how sometimes people try to keep you while you're not looking. So she did something sneaky. And that's why the girl did it. And, you know, so I just pray to God. Just pray to God because that's, you know, we all have children. Everybody got children that's out there. And some of your children might have been children. Some of them might have been in children. But just think of your child because she's only 22 herself. And she's spending this time that she's getting ready to do. You got 20 to 99 years.
Wow.
That's what she's looking at right now. Right now, that's what she's looking at. Looking at that, you can have a baby and may not even be here for it.
That's right.
Have to go do your time without your baby.
That's crazy.
And you're bringing up another good point and touching on some of what we're talking about. We're talking about these babies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't really listen to what's his name?
NBA young boy. NBA young boy.
I don't really listen to his and I don't know the the mother of his child or the mother of his children, but you listening to your story, think about it. You said eight, correct? Eight?
Right. The eighth one's on the way now.
So
if
imagine.
You just had that one.
Right. So imagine the seven plus this one, and then the women, right, who are the mother to his children, and those children who are involved or caught up in all that was going on. Now imagine all what we're talking about. Imagine all those children. I know who's going to raise those children. Who's going to really be looking out for them and being responsible for their upbringing or growth? You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's just another angle, Ms. Prodigy, what you're talking about. And so as I'm listening, I'm like, wow, it's just like there go eight more kids, you know, eight more children.
Yeah.
You know, you got the money team. That's cool. But imagine what even what the money team is like. I could just imagine how crazy that is.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
What was he thinking about?
Excuse my ignorance,
so he's in trouble right now in another state. Don't got in trouble. He in jail. Drugs, guns, and took off running.
Right.
They say he done did that plenty of times, so we know. You've been there now for a while, bro.
More children that won't have a father.
A couple times. They already said he
And it's
you know
a baby.
Right. No, I didn't hear what you're saying. I was just thinking it's just more children without a father, without a man in the household to you know, raise the kids. And it's just, like I said, it's just these children are really going through it. You know what I mean? It's just one way or another. So it's like they're getting them at every angle and every direction. Like it's just it's terrible.
And I couldn't understand that Floyd Mayweather said that he was proud of him. And I'm trying to figure out doing this story. Where are we proud of him for?
Right.
What are we proud of?
Right.
This is your child.
Right.
This is your child. What are you proud of?
That's crazy.
That's a big question. Yeah.
And now there's a woman sitting behind bars about to lose her life. And that's going to make her child not to have a mother. That's somebody else losing their life. And a lot of times we as women, we're so quick to want to respond and react to when these men do anything they want to do, and whether we allow it or not, but a lot of women are sitting either in jail or hell right now because they reacted to something their boyfriend or their man or their partner has done to the other woman, when in reality, we need to be checking at them
Yeah.
Because the woman can't do anything that the man doesn't allow them to come in and do.
Right.
So now you got this young lady. You got all these young ladies because he's got 8 baby mamas. I'm telling how many different baby mamas. And they've all probably been through something with him. And then he's sitting up in jail somewhere, can't take care of none of them.
Mm-mm.
So, you know, we allow ourselves to get into this mentality, you know, looking at, oh, I'm so in love and this, that, and the third. Well, we got to do better as women. We got to do better. Because we'll allow men to bring us down and take us through stuff. And I'm saying us because God knows I've been there. But we'll allow men to take us through stuff because we're missing something that we think they're giving us. And in reality, it's not coming from them. If it's not coming from you already on the inside, can't nobody give it to you. That's just like your joy. The world can't take it because the world didn't give it to you. If you don't have it within you already, you done. Nobody's going to give you that. So we as women need to be stronger ourselves and not be so quick to go after these other women because that man that said, I love you, that stand over there and told her I love you yesterday, it's not. It's doing all kind of things. So it's really sad. And it's not just our young ladies because she's only 19, 20, 21. Hell, it's our old ones, too. We out there doing crazy stuff, too. So it's just,
right.
May I?
Yes, you may.
Now, it ain't always us females. It's the guys, too. Like, you be having these guys be so wrapped up into some of these females. They go through hell and high water for us, you know.
They
love
do.
Us that much. They will probably kill a person over us, a guy over
they
us.
Do.
You know, you never know. So it's just like... You know, some people don't think, you're like, oh, if that happened to me, you don't know what you're going to do.
You don't know
what you're going to do until you do it, and then you're like, damn, why I do that? You're sitting in jail looking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but my prayers go out to that family, to the Mayweather family. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
I'm complete.
May I?
I think it's about time for one. Who was that said that? Yes.
We need that.
Okay. After Evangelist Clayton, that's Evangelist Clayton, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh, yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
You know, it leaves the door open. Who's going to take care of these children now?
Exactly.
You know, does the children lie in the state hands now? You know, and does it lie in all of our hands? Because if the state's going to take care, that means your dollar's going to support and to take care of the babies, because we don't want to see our babies hungry. No, we don't want to see them hungry and motherless.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and this in itself, you talking about mental? Whoa.
Right.
This is
and the violence.
For the kids, the price.
Mm-hmm.
This is the price that the kids have to pay. You know,
right.
any charge does any dollar bill, you know, you can have all the silver and gold in the world, but if you ain't got that real love, I'm talking about that real love, you know, and there are so many children that are being raised in other families' homes and in other areas, and some of them come out good, some of them come out more disturbed than they went in. So, you know, we got to think about the children. You land a plan A where I'm involved with Mayweather. Oh, he's a celebrity. That ain't about a honey bun. I don't care what his name is. I don't care his name, Jack Frost. I don't care. You know, and we have to learn, ladies, we don't have to sell ourselves short for nothing. For nothing. Just to be in the news, quote unquote. You know, just to be out there, you know. Who's gonna take care of our babies? Who's gonna be our future? This is our future. And when the devil comes to steal, kill and to destroy, where is our future? I'm complete.
Yeah, we got to have violence. It's all about, you know, you got to be listening to what you were talking about and all that's going on. And you got to think about these children, you know, we were like, where are they getting it from? And as we're talking, like, this is where they're getting it from. You know, when you have these people doing the things that they're doing, and so you wonder why these kids have these attitudes or violent or where they get the violence from. You know what I'm saying? It's right there.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You ready?
Sure. You are listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network with DJ Alana Styles AJ and the squad. AJ. And listen, want to rejoin us, call 424-243-9617 and tell us what you think. We can't wait to hear from you. Hope everyone's doing well. Everyone's still in a good place. Everybody had a great day. We're going to see what Mr. AJ got for us here in a second. I'll be right there. I'm right here. How can I help you? Oh, God, it's you. What are you doing here? And how did you find out where I work at? You are not supposed to be anywhere near me. No, I told you, leave me alone. We are not getting back together. What do you have a gun for? Okay, listen. You're right. I do love you. Just come here. You know how we used to hold each other and how good it felt? Well, come here. Come here. Just give me a hug. Come hug me. Let's get back together. Let's work it out. See how good that feels? That's one thing I learned from being with you. That was how to damn survive. I told you to leave me alone. This is the Queen from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Victims' lives do matter.
Yes. To reap.
Wow.
Wow.
That was good.
So how many, thank you. So how many women have found themselves in that situation? I mean,
yes.
you, and like this situation with this young lady is somewhat reversed of it, but there's so many women that find themselves in that situation right there. And you go to the police and you call 911 just for them to say, oh, well, they're on your main street. It's a public street. Mm-hmm. They didn't do this. They didn't do that. Mm-hmm. It takes them to be killed for you to do something. Or then when you fight back, now you're going to jail.
So it's just
it's so ugly.
And that goes back to what some I've heard some women talking about, where you have men nowadays where they can't take no. They can't handle rejection. They don't want you to be with anybody else. And that goes back to, once again, it goes back to the children. You have these domestic violent relationships, and whether it's man against a woman or woman against a man, however that plays out, there's a lot of children that get caught up in those situations. Just like we just heard, you know what I'm saying? And things happen like that. And once again, now we have children that are, you know, in foster care or in the system confused, angry, upset. And then, like I said, it's this violence. You know what I'm saying? So we have to, you know, like I said, these babies, like I said, I keep saying them and keep saying them again, the children are the future. And for those of us who are conscientious, for those of us who understand what we understand, you know, true love for these children and their future, and we're trying to give them the best future they can possibly have, because that was what was tried to be afforded to us. And I just want to keep harping on that, though. With that, I'm complete. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
This is Miss Uncheckable. I want to tell you guys about this brutal murder caught on Facebook Live on April 19th.
Wow.
This happened in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. 35-year-old Johnson, that was his last name, and 34-year-old Janice Davis. They was on a drug binge for 4 days. I guess Janice was trying to take drugs from him. Don't really know. But he must have thought she was taking drugs from him. So he choked her first, choked her out, tied her hands to the steering wheel with some jumping cables, and then repeatedly stabbed her. And this was all on live. So people was watching this live. So I guess someone tipped the police off. When they got to the car was banded. She was in there dead. And they had to go on a chase to find him. He was hurt throughout the chase, the police chase. But he admit, he said that he was guilty. He did it.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's some crazy mess. And I don't know which one of them put it on Facebook. Mm. But you on a drug binge for 4 days. You think that's cute? Like, I don't know. Like, but then you trying to steal drugs from him, I guess, to take back with you, whatever. And he just choked this poor girl out. Choked her out, tied her arms to the steering wheel, and just started stabbing her. Like, what kind of drugs was you on?
Right.
You know, I'm like, oh, my God. That was all over Facebook. And I'm like, really? That is so sad. So sad.
Yeah.
I don't know if they had any kids or anything, if they were boyfriend or girlfriend. I don't think they probably was just drug buddies. I don't know. But
I have this this news clip from that, if y'all want to hear that.
Go ahead.
Hopefully I get loud enough for everybody to hear it.
Man is behind bars accused of stabbing a woman to death and actually streaming it on Facebook Live. Authorities say 35-year-old Earl Johnson has been booked for first-degree murder. Johnson's accused of beating and then stabbing 34-year-old Janice David to death in an office building parking lot. David was found dead in her car last night on South Sherwood Forest Boulevard. She was bound to the steering wheel with jumper cables. Cops say Johnson streamed the murder on Facebook. Someone who saw the video then notified authorities.
Now to Plaquemine, Louisiana, where residents...
Isn't that awful?
Yeah, that's terrible.
Wow.
That just goes more to, you know, the violence that's going on here.
Yeah.
That's cool.
All right, Festival Central.
Yeah, that's sad. Like, I don't even have nothing else to say. Like, I'm just lost for words. Like, when I heard that, when I was on Facebook, and I'm like, what? And I looked it up. I'm like, this is ludicrous. Like, that's crazy. You never know a person, boy. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
You never know a person. And they mental. What's going on in their head?
They mental, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well, that part, right. And that's why we do our wellness checks, our buddy-buddy system, and our mental, you know, mental check. Because we understand that nowadays, like you said, when you hear these stories, right, what was going on in their mind? Like I say, okay, drug binge, or was you coming down off your high and you were fiending for more drugs, or whatever the case may be. What made you snap where you thought, you know what, I'm going to drag this lady downstairs into the parking garage, grab the jumper cables out the car, tie this lady up while she's screaming and yelling and hollering, and then just get to stabbing her. Like, what did you get? Like, what did you get out of that? Like, I'm trying to, like, did you get some more drugs out of that? Did you get some money out of that? Like, you know what I'm saying? So when you listen to the story, it becomes, like you say, it's real sickening. You know what I'm thinking? Because we think about all the stories of, like, I was, like, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. I don't know if you remember. It was actually the Facebook shooter. You know what I mean? And that was in Cleveland, Ohio. And it was literally, like, when he shot the person, for y'all who don't remember the story, he was a man who worked at a mental health agency. Come to find out, he was mentally sick himself. But they do that sometimes. They'll have these mentally sick, alcoholic, drug addicted people in recovery be caseworkers for other people, and they think that's a help, and it's really not. But this man he got mad at a woman, you know what I'm saying, got mad at her, literally went and found her and shot her live on Facebook. And I literally, at the time, me, my lady friend, and her child, we were at the park, and that literally happened right down the street. And people were like, get out, get in the house. Like, it was, so you got to understand it. It's like all these cities, there are stories where you just have people just going around shooting people, stabbing people. You started back in the days where, you had people going around knocking people out. Like, this agenda has been going on for a minute, where they're promoting this violence, where they have these challenges, you know, go around and see who can you knock somebody out with one punch. You know, go around and see can you do this, you know, when it comes to violence or something like that. So, we have to really be careful, and I've said it before, we have to be careful when we're out in society because it's different. And me, you, or anybody could be the next victim for whatever reason or no reason at all. You know what I'm saying? Because like you said, we don't know what's going on in their head. We don't know, you know, we got the fentanyl epidemic going on. You know, everybody's smoking, you know, all kind of different weed now and all kind of different type of new hard drugs we have out here in the streets. So you never know. They could just look at you and have no idea why, and something snapped in their head, and they just want to take it out on you. So, you know, to everybody, the squad, ATL, Six Eyes Radio Network listeners, when you're out in society, when you're out in public, please be careful. Please be aware of your surroundings and what's going on around you. And please take care of those babies and watch out for those babies because they need us. I'm complete. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. You're in the squad.
Oh, what up, boss? Mr. Six Eyes is in the building.
How's it going, sir?
Very well.
Great. I am great.
I ask you, how's it going, sir?
How's your mental?
My mental is good. Right now, reflecting. And as I told you guys, know what today is. So I am reflecting on the good times, so I won't replay that bad movie. So, yep. I'm doing.
Yay. That's good.
Y'all doing? Love you all.
We love you back, sir. We're glad you're here with us.
Big brother.
Love you, my boy.
All right. Oh, I'm about to get out of y'all here, but I'm here.
So in speaking to where AJ was talking about, be aware of your surroundings, I'm just going to throw out a few tips out there. And not so much just for ladies, more so for our women, but for anybody, you know, just watch your things. Just be careful where you are. Especially if you're by yourself, you know. I know it's even harder probably for some visually impaired that may be going out somewhere by themselves. But just when you're by yourself, period, just be careful. You know, if you're in a store and things just don't seem right, or you just see the same person around you all the time and they have nothing in their hands, don't leave the store. Go tell somebody. Because the minute you walk out that store, it's the minute they're coming out behind you. And you don't know what they got outside waiting for you. Tell somebody when you're shopping or whatever, especially at Christmas time, and you got a whole bunch of packages, and you're going to go put them in your trunk. Do not stand in the middle of your trunk and put stuff in your trunk, because at that point, I'm going to come up behind you from either side, and I'm pushing in the trunk, and I'm locking it down. So if you can stand off on either side and put your stuff in your trunk, that way, do it that way. Keep your purse near you. And just watch how you're doing things. Don't open your car door, unlock your door, throw your purse in and go into your trunk. Don't do that either. If you park beside someone and there's a van, never park on the side of the passenger side of the van. Do not park right there. If you park that way, park backwards. Because if they're on the side of the van and you getting into your car on the side of the van, they can just as easily slide that car door open and just snatch you up. It's sad to have to live that way, but it's the reality of what's going on right now. And what's really got me upset about this now, I leave my house at 10, 15 minutes after 6 every morning. It's still kind of dark, and sometimes it's cold, it's raining. I stand on my porch every morning and watch this one child walk up to the bus stop by themselves every morning. Sometimes it makes me even late to work because I make sure that baby get on that bus. My whole thing, what the hell is your mama, daddy, cousin, grandmama, somebody is in that house, hopefully.
Right.
Do you want to be out here in the dark? This child is out here in the dark by themselves. So if I'm standing here watching every night with good intentions, who you know if somebody else is not watching every day with bad intentions? How dare you send your child outside in the cold, in the dark, and say, go get on the bus? That pisses me off every morning when I see it. But I never can see where the child comes from. And it's probably best that I can't, because I know me. But I watch that baby every morning go walk up to that bus stop by itself. Because whoever is still laying in the house. Now, would you rather be laying in the house, sleepy, or trying to plan your baby's funeral?
Right. It's sad, but it's true. We just have to be careful. There's always somebody out there just watching, waiting for
just
the opportunity
watching.
To grab you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's sad. I know there's nowhere else to have to live, but it's the reality of the way things are now. And the more we know, the better we can do. If you have to travel in packs, travel in packs. If you have to go by yourself, hey, grab you something. Pepper spray, mace, something. And don't be scared to use it. Don't talk about it. Don't try to negotiate no situation. If they approach you and you feel some kind of way, do something about it. But ladies, be careful when you're out here. Watch yourself. Watch your surroundings. Watch the people that are speaking to you. Watch people that's been extremely nice to you. Watch the people that pop up in the store wherever you are at all times. Just be careful about what you're doing. If something don't feel right, it doesn't feel right for a reason. So just be careful.
If I may say something real quick.
Yes, sir.
Back to listening. This is some great advice, but it's getting hot outside.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of women have a habit of doing this when they go to the clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Do not, if you're getting up to dance, whatever, if you leave that drink, just consider that drink gone.
Right.
Yes.
Because
it is so quick.
Exactly.
It is so quick. And even the chick watching the drinks can't watch all the drinks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so quick that they can slip something in there.
Yep.
And then you don't
yep.
know. You know, so if you get up and leave that drink to go to the powder room, or to dance, discard that drink, buy a new one.
Yes.
And also what they're doing, people are going around asking to use cell phones, and they're snatching and running.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I need to make a phone call. I got a call. It's no. No, do not give up your phone. It's good for the guys, too. They will ask to use your phone, and they will run. And you'll never see that phone again.
Wow.
All right.
Well,
wow.
Hey, may I? This is DJ ATL. What's up, Six? I definitely need to come in because I do want to say something because I know y'all are talking about surrounding. We just had a cop here, a security guard, has been blasting all over the TV for the last week, where this gentleman was shot behind the back and robbed the daylight. And the whole setup was like it was five people watching out for the gentleman, which is now the conclusion to it. And while the guy shot him in the back and killed him, they went and each five people walked around and went into his pocket and took something out. So they're now saying that all five people knew who he was, like they were sitting around trying to figure out how to get him to get back something out of bed or something was going on. But it was in broad daylight here on Cleveland Avenue here in Atlanta. And I was saying, one thing is, if you look a little bit back, you should look all the way back, and he probably would have noticed that this guy had a gun walking up behind him. So it's something that I think y'all definitely need to be talking about. Just need to be awareness, not just for women, for everyone. Really check your surroundings. Definitely, if you're getting out of any kind of vehicle, just make sure that you is. But as I promised, I wanted to bring this in because this is something I do want to – I know we talked about the whole Wade thing. I'm going to play a recording that I want everyone to hear. This is Charleston White, and he's calling out Zeta Wade, which is Dwayne Wade's son, and Wade and Gabriel Union. And I want everyone to hear this because it's very huge frustration, and I want people to really get – once y'all listen to this and everything, I want to give – want to hear y'all opinion on this whole thing because this is something that's probably going through a lot of people's head because I said this thing was being promoted. It's not something that we were seeing this young boy kiss this guy at the picture and everything. It just seemed like it's promoted, and this is the reaction. And what this gentleman says is it's also some strange language, too. I'm going to say it's a very heavy language to this. But I want y'all to hear.
Is a law introduced and passed in 2022 which outlined new statutes for primary education, most notably prohibiting.
All right. So we're going to go ahead. Y'all listen to this. If anybody out there in the world, in radio world, want to call in, please call in and listen. But I want y'all to hear this is Mr. Charleston White and I want y'all to hear his frustration and the whole situation. I want every woman, man out here to listen to this. And I want y'all to really tell me what's y'all opinion. But he was more or less trying to throw everything out, and he wanted to make this opinion. He didn't care what was the take, but he wanted to put this out here. So here it is right here, Mr. Charles N. White calling out Zeta Wade, the LBG community, and Dwayne Wade and Galen Union.
You need to be kicking your motherfucker. No, Dwayne Wade, you
You need a hug.
Corrupt the boy. Divorce.
What did he say about his mom and sister? He's calling
look at him.
He's
a flaming faggot. You saw what happened to Michael Sam.
Michael Sam, this
goddamn boy. Didn't know why I won't play football. You seen it? Same thing gonna happen to your faggot ass. I'm losing my goddamn Instagram page today. Fuck Instagram. And fuck everybody down with that shit. Everybody. Hollywood, the NBA, the president, nigga, y'all don't get a motherfucker. Don't get a bitch. Shit, I used to get my ass whooped for fucking when I was 12 and 13, get caught hunching, and then y'all got these two gay motherfuckers presented before our kids. Fuck this. You're a fucking Nickelodeon too. Yeah, nah, I don't want to be on television. Yeah, yeah, nah, I don't fuck y'all. I thought I wanted to be an actor. I don't want to be no actor. There's some funny shit going on. There's some funny shit going on with you Hollywood black motherfuckers. Gabriel Union, see, you mad because you can't have no baby. And you probably don't like Dwayne Wade, baby mom. Y'all probably look down on the poor nigga bitch. Because y'all got to look celebrity fame. Because y'all done went to the court and y'all done took the nigga gal babies. Y'all done bought the nigga gal babies in the Hollywood with this freaky faggot gay shit. Right? So now here it is. Y'all done brought this little boy out to the world. He done had his nails painted because this bitch want a dollar. Bitch, you gonna rot in hell, and I know your pussy stink. Ain't no way in the world God letting the baby come out a hole like you, bitch. You gonna fuck up anything. The world will be destroyed. Fuck a fucking with a mind like yours.
Well, I decided to cut it off, but y'all can hear that frustration, and I know this is it was strong language, and I knew that I wanted to play with that, is that it's not just him. There's so many people who are online, besides Charlie Weiss, and they're ready to throw the whole kitchen sink at the situation on how this is going. So what I thought was interesting, and if y'all listened to him, he went straight from not just the kiss, he went straight to sex and molestation. He talked about everything that seems like that was part of what was going on, because at 12 years old, 11 years old, 10 years old, this should not be existing. And the thing is, what I think he was trying to say too, he's letting everyone out there to see this. And, I mean, it's like open bars. It's like open bars for any child or anyone to see this. And now every young baby can come up to you and say, hey, what's that? Why is the boy kissing the boy? Or, and those are kind of questions that should not be answered, be talked about, without, even if it's a big girl or boy. I think that this is something very serious, and I think it is worth talking about and really saying, have Gabriel Union and have Dwayne Wade sell this young community for that. Even if the young boy wanted to be gay or whatever, should that be so much information out there for this to be allowing to be seen? He should be able to have a private relationship or private life, not be a circus in Hollywood.
Let me say this.
Do y'all
agree
with me on that?
hold on, everybody. Let's Six has something he wants to say, I'm sure.
So 12 and 14. So if they're going to be able to make decisions like that, we all need to sit on the couch, go outside, play, and let them pay all the bills. If they're going to make decisions like that at 12 and 14, we can go outside and play in the sandbox. If it's going to be like that, a child should be a child as long as they can. And if there's something going on to where this young man is liking a guy, and not to be playing football or basketball with, but liking him like you like a chick, some counseling need to be issued. Some counseling.
Administered.
Period.
Because
right.
I don't understand.
And amen
what,
to that.
You know, I don't understand what would make somebody wake up, hey, all these beautiful women out here, and you want to play on the same team. That's crazy. So I think he's 12 years old. I think he was doing this stuff earlier than that. So they should have had some counseling, some kind of intervention, you know, with this. Because this this is what happened. When you let kids make decisions like this, they're going to run the house. You know? They're going to run the house, and you're letting this happen at 12 and 14. So how do you think they're going to have respect for you if you let them make decisions like this at 12 and 14? Hell, at 12 and 14, I can even pick my own clothes. Let alone make a decision like that. That's crazy.
Right, and that's what Charlie White, I think that's what he's burning up
about. Hold on, because I only spoke 20 minutes the whole show. So here's the thing. What needs to happen is kids need to stay kids as long as they can,
that's
and
right.
these parents need to stop being their buddies and be parents.
Right. You better come on.
Because
you better
if you can't
them
do
back.
That, they're going to keep walking over you. So
right.
you are a parent before you are a friend.
That's fine.
And it's a thin line between that. Because once you drop that, oh, well, I can do this, I can do that. No, it's going to turn into something worse. Be a parent. Everybody on this line are parents. Okay? So take a page from their lives and go from there. I'm complete.
Right. Well, guys, this is ATL. I want you to go, but I want to say one more thing, guys, because I know y'all listen to this recording. And I know y'all heard this guy. He was willing, Charlie Weiss was willing to throw all his information out there. He was willing to be banned from this. He felt that this was a knee. And I kind of wanted everyone to hear it from that perspective. I know I'm not done playing it. Still got more. I do want to finish playing it. But I do want y'all to go ahead and start chiming. I'm going to let you go ahead and talk. I right quick? Go ahead. Let you go ahead.
This is uncheckable. Where is his mom at? Why is his dad raising him? I want to know because I never heard anything.
Right. I'm glad you brought that up. He brought that up. Yes, she has been fighting for custody, but I think the reason why she has not got a chance to really get full custody is because of the fact that Wade and them are more financially stable, and that's what he was saying. And she has been out there, I'm going to be honest, she has been out there talking about this and saying she doesn't want her son, she doesn't like what her ex-husband is doing to her son, what making him like this. And she said it. That's why this boy is saying it, because they're saying that they're pushing agenda with this boy like this, and then making it much worse. Today he's a boy, tomorrow he's a girl. He kisses a boy, and tomorrow he's a girl.
If he paid her child support, she could very well support him.
Exactly.
He's not paying child support. He's delinquent in child support. That's why she don't have enough money to take care of him, because he's not paying child support.
And that's my thing. One minute he's acting like a girl, and one minute he's a boy. That's crazy. And they letting him do that. That's unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
That don't make sense to me. That does not make
sense
to me.
That's why I said, right. This is in the corner. Yeah, let's go ahead, ma'am.
You know, I really think coherence. Someone is influencing these children. Someone is influencing, and it's all behind the dollar bill. Dwayne Wade has money. The mother don't have money. You know, so coherent. You know, and a child is going to mimic. You know, just as, you know, let's go back and we look at Michael Jackson. You know, we look at all of these others that was poor at a very, very young age. There is a lot of coherence that are going on with this child, whispering in his ears and telling, oh, you can make this if you act like this or you do this. Because one thing for sure and two things we know, I say again, I'm a mother, and what I mean, I don't condone all the language that the gentleman said. I don't condone it at all. But I do condone what I do agree was the right of what he was saying. Because one thing for sure, they're going to bust hell wide open. They're going to bust hell wide open. And who's the charge? You know, God is looking at all of this that's going on. Make me think of Sodom and Gomorrah coming right before our very eyes, our ears. And we're turning a deaf ear. We're clapping our hands and thinking, oh, it's cool. It's not cool. It's not cool at all. Don't let money be your death. Don't let money be the root of evil in your life. We got to
We got to make a stand, and we got to stand in regardless. Parent, you got to be parents. Where is the mom? And Dwayne, wait, where are you? Where are you mentally with this? Where are you mentally? Who's controlling you? Who's pulling your rope? Who's pulling your bank account? You know, where is this?
Well,
you know, and we got to stand. If we fall for anything, if we stand for anything, we're gonna fall.
For anything.
I'm completed.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Evangelist Clayton.
Well,
go ahead, DJ.
Because I do want to get back to. I want y'all to finish listening to it because it is more things I want y'all to hear, and y'all can just see if this guy is Charlie White going too far. But I want y'all to hear some of the things he did say, and because the thing is where it's very common is I heard a lot of people say that he is right on a lot of things he said, even though it
spirit
was really really racist.
Spirit discretion is advised from
right.
the Six Eyes Radio
right.
Network.
So here we go. We're going back to the recording.
Okay, man, we got it. We don't need to hear anymore. We got it.
May I?
Yes, you may.
Now, as you said, Sig, Wade is delinquent in his child support payments. I don't know. Me being a woman, how I was brought up, if he don't have money to pay his child support, where's Gabrielle? She's supposed to chip in and help him pay his child support and send that boy where his mama at. Just period. Like, I don't get that. Because it's something that went on in that little boy's childhood. He's still growing up as a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
Something went on while that boy is liking boys.
Hey, man, cut that. Cut that. We don't need to hear no more of that.
Okay.
That dude need a hug.
And he going, he going off for no reason.
May I please? I understand that. I understand that the young man. Come on.
I don't think he's for his phone.
Relax, buddy. Relax.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You telling me to relax? You relax.
Yes.
Nigga, that's the most nigga made 13 babies with one woman. smoke somewhere else. But they, nigga didn't waste Tom and nobody that. Nigga rather shot Tom. That's that porn shit. Getting your dick sucked and shooting Tom out. Niggas made babies with they Tom. Fuck you talking about. Nigga need a woman along the way. Nigga need a smoke. A few years down the road. This motherfucker got 12, 13. He knew how to drive a tractor. This motherfucker blind knew how to hook up and shove pee. Fuck you talking about. No white boys. Yeah.
Trying to figure out why he's so mad. I mean,
okay.
I mean, we don't like it, okay, but dang.
That's why I said if something happens to any one of them, that they gonna be looking at him because that he's
talking
like
he's
barely
coming from the inside, right?
Yes.
Like you, that's hitting some personal.
Yeah, like that's his grandson.
All right,
he's
guys.
Taking that
I am
personal.
Back with y'all. Because
no.
Yeah, some of the things I know it was very aggressive, very, 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 very aggressive. And I just want to say that's just one. I mean, that's Charlie White, and I wanted to go to Charleston White because he was the worstest one that I heard.
Sir?
I know Judge. Oh, sorry. Also, I knew Judge Hatchett and Judges had made some stronger admissions about this, did not feel comfortable with this too. Felt that this was an agenda. So I just wanted y'all to hear it all here. I know it was a lot of strong language. You can actually see that Charleston White was ready to throw everything on the books. He's a celebrity. He's out here talking a lot of times.
Okay, so who is he? I'm sorry.
Charleston White. Charleston White is one of the major voices out there in some of the communities actually talking. But he's one of the voices out there. He's been kind of politically out there where he has said some things, but this one here, he went way over. But the question mark that I'm asking guys, is it worth him going over? Is he right about Miss Wade and them all on how they're dealing with this son and putting it out there? so everyone can actually pick at this to deteriorate that there's an unsafe situation going on here. Because, like I said, agenda, even with the picture, I don't know if all y'all have heard and seen the picture, the photo op, which is kind of weird. One of the sons is not in the picture. They replace it with this young guy, and he's dressed like a boy now. So you go to the pictures, he's been dressed as a girl, and now he's a boy. So, and then he's kissing her, and they show off the picture shifting that. So, and the way that, like I said, I feel uncomfortable is that it's put out there for everyone to see, not just anybody, not just you know, older folks, but younger babies. So now babies see this picture, and they're like, oh my God, you know, who is it? What is he doing? He's kissing a boy. So, I mean, I had my niece, which is only almost 6 or 7 years old, ask me the question, what were they doing? And what was that? So, and now it puts myself, I had to explain to her really what was going on, that they were just being friendly and everything. But that's a lot of pressure. Like my man Six Eyes said, is that these children should be children, and they should not be at a position even asking these questions at less 6 and 5 and 7 years old. They shouldn't be asking these questions. So I'm passing the ball back to y'all. I just want y'all to reflect on what was said. Do y'all think he went too far, or y'all think that he had a right to be upset and to feel the way he felt about the situation?
May I?
Yeah, please. And I'll make mine real quick because I know we got our time.
Okay, go ahead.
So you said, sir, Mr. DJ, that we would have to explain this to 3, 4, 5 year olds about why is this boy kissing this boy. So my question to that is, how is a child that young going to have access to something of that nature in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
If they're not being monitored.
Good question. And the reason why this is being more common and more, since social media has been so strong presence, it's all over the TV, it's all over the computer, it's so easily accessible for young people to see this. And this is a different day and time. We have laptops, cell phones, and these kids are seeing these things at younger and younger ages. So that's why I'm saying that then these questions are starting to come out. You're like, wait a minute, and they say, hey, mommy, daddy, you know, look, I'm watching my little TV cartoon, and I actually went to this, and this got this picture here with this. So those, how those questions are actually popping up.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mr. Uncheckable. Okay, it's uncheckable. I just want to say, who is this guy? And he was so angry, and we really couldn't hear your video like that, too. Like, it started off very, like, distorted. Like, we really couldn't hear it. But he was just going off. I think he overstepped his boundaries and everything. Like, all the stuff he was saying, he shouldn't have been saying. Yeah, like, he the grandfather or some uncle or something. He not even nothing to these people. Let them do them. They're going to pay for that. You know what I'm saying? They're going to have to answer to God about that, not him. And I just feel like that little boy needs to be with his mom.
Apologize.
Like I said, that little boy needs to be with his mom. He needs to be with his mother. I'm complete.
I apologize for y'all not being able to hear it clearly. He did overstep his boundaries. Well, I do agree. But again, I do say there's frustration because now for Charleston White, being a celebrity, being out there, and there's been more people he probably comes in contact with more young people because of his status of celebrity status that he is, and being able to talk out there for the stuff that go on in the community, talking to the gang members. I mean, he has a really offensive level of talking back with gang members and stuff. So this conversation kind of come up, and I think he's frustrating on how it's being portrayed. Like I said, the way it's being portrayed, and I keep trying to explain to people, is just out there, not like, okay, it's just there and this is just some op. No, it's like it was promoted to be ops like this to let everyone see this and to make the question to make people have to come out and say things that's really uncomfortable to hear from people. And like I said, again, he's just the first one. He was not the first, but he's one of the ones who was the worstest ones that I thought was calling it out and really picturing it. And a lot of people said they felt that they agreed with him on some terms of not the fact that the cuss words and not calling the words insane, but saying how Gabriel Union is and Wade is actually how they're pushing this. They're the ones who's pushing this and making this really go so far over so everyone can see this and be inside of their life. And I think that if this was really a if it wasn't Gabriel Union, if it wasn't Dwayne Wade, and it was just a regular club, we would not even know nothing about this, regardless of whether this relationship existed with the child and the other guy. And I think that what he is trying to say, Hollywood is making this into something where it's more than what it is. To me, this is what I'm saying from my opinion, making it more, but it's actually touching a lot of buttons, which making a lot of adults and other people who are not really comfortable with talking about the whole gay society of their lifestyle and pushing that lifestyle into in front of them, so they're responding back by like, yo, why are you forcing a lifestyle on me where I don't need this being forced into my family, I don't need this support. We are educated to know that you're allowed to be what you want and do what you want and be able to do whatever you feel and that you should have, but not to force an outcome where now someone, every young person has now can say, okay, I can start making decisions at a younger age, which they should not. Like my man said, Mr. Six Eyes, and I want to say this all over the world, children should be children, not making major decisions. They don't pay no bills. And the way this is being portrayed is like, okay, now children have rights to say what they want to do and they can do what they want. If they feel this is what it is, today they want to be a boy, today they want to be Superman, or today they want to be a cop, they have the right to do it. And that's not the way. You have to be educated to get to these situations. So I want to pass the ball back. I don't want to keep talking and I want to dwell on this, but I just wanted y'all to hear that frustration from this individual here. And I'm not saying because he's a step, but I want you to hear and understand where he's coming from. He's talking about the way that Dwayne Wade and Gabriel Union is pushing this situation live out there.
I just want to AJ, I just want to say something real quick. I think that man, the video, the recording you just played, I think he needs help. I understand that there are, you know, there are shock value DJs. I understand that people want to draw attention to their platform. But as I'm listening to that, once again, obviously the child is confused. The children are confused. But what that man just said on his podcast or whatever platform that was about that child, in my opinion, is disgraceful.
Yes.
It's disrespectful and despicable for that man to come on there, right? And understanding that this boy is confused, and you want to blame Gabrielle, you want to blame Dwayne, but you're sitting up here and all the negative, racist, homophobic things that man was about the children. Like, I understand the whole Hollywood agenda and the promotion. I get all that. But what kind of a man, right, who understands that a child is lost or confused, and then for likes, for views, for traffic to his platform, right, would sit up and talk about a child like that? And so that's why I'm a little irritated, because, you know, we heard the recording before and it irritated me, and that just even more irritated me. And I understand that, you know, we discuss a lot of things around here, and that's cool and that's fine, but, you know, we're trying to promote, you know, taking care of the babies, looking out for the babies, being there for the babies. So when I hear that type of recording and the foul things that came out of that man's mouth and the way he was talking about the child or the children, yeah, I just find that just so disgraceful. And like I say, it just hurts my spirit. Regardless of how we feel about Dwayne Wade, regardless of how we feel about Gabriel Union, it's still about the children. They're being used in agenda. They're being pulled this way and that way, and then we wonder why they're confused. But when you have people listen to that man who has the right to express himself, that's cool. But if you have a man like that screaming and yelling in a maniac form and fashion on a platform, and you've got, I don't know how many viewers that man has, but Just imagine that. So now we're promoting other adults to talk like that about children, to have views like that about these children. So I just think we all have to be careful. Like I say, it's not to judge, lest he too be judged. But it is to understand what is going on out here in these agendas. And there are multiple forms, and there are multiple angles, and there are multiple perspectives to these agendas. And I understand that. But I just, I understand what you're saying, my brother, but what I'm saying to you is just my opinion. It's
no, I agree
personally.
With you. I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you. I agree 100% what you're saying. It's very distasteful. It's serious. But the situation is, well, I just want y'all to hear it. So, and I'm sorry. I just think I'm sorry to say it was so distorted because I really want y'all to hear the content of it.
We get the gist of it.
We
got the gist of it.
And he's not. He's probably the worstest one. But you even have Joe Brown. You had a lot of them say this, that they were very outspoken about Miss Wade and Gabriel Union. They were really out savage about this. They felt that the way this is being pushed is hurting this child and hurting everyone else out at the same time. It's hurting the community. It's nothing like they're saying. And what he didn't say, but most of the other ones did say, is they're not saying the young boy can't be gay. They're not saying that. They're saying that you should not be put on an apostle level and being pushed as an object. And then he's really still confused. And I think as a young child, and I agree with everything that Six Eyes and all you guys are saying, as a young child, you need to have time to grow. If you want to be a girl, that's cool. You grow in. Once you get to of age, you want to become what you say you're going to do. That's cool. Once you of age, of 18 years old, and you're on your own, you can do what you actually can make the decisions on what you as an adult. But as a child, I don't believe a child should be put in any kind of situation to be a prop or propaganda and to be able to be out there making decisions on his life when he doesn't know everything about life. He's still going to school. He's still learning arithmetic, still learning math, still learning how to tie your shoes. There's a lot of things. And other children that's out there that's on their way shouldn't be also being educated on this, saying, oh, I see this young boy, he's doing this. I mean, at this age, just at the age that we can start doing it, and that's not the legal age of those kind of decisions. So that's what I'm putting out there. And I kind of like, this is the thing, when I listen to Charlie Weiss, I think that what he was trying to, even though it was so distasteful, he's trying to say, hey, it's enough is enough. This has to stop. This has gone way too far. You have to somehow, if he took him, like he said, ban all his social media, ban everything, I'm just going to say what they don't like to hear, where people, and there's a lot of people who do feel that way, who ain't saying these things, and that's where we at. They don't want to see that, and definitely in our community, we don't want to see that in the other communities. They don't want to have those kind of conversations. They don't, and I think that that's what he's doing. Not saying that's my thought process and what I believe in, but that is what is when you put something on mainstream that should not be on mainstream. No child or no prop child or anybody should be put in a position to be put on mainstream like that with this sensitive situation. Yes, I do support the LGBT community. I believe you should be able to have whatever and be able to love who you want to love. That's no problem. But when you start taking lifestyle and start doing things that we don't use and using children, that's when it's a problem. I mean, I tell everyone, if you want to go be with a guy or be with a woman, go get you a hotel room. Don't be in the middle of the street. That goes for everyone. That's a situation where there needs to be privacy in your room between you and that loved one, not out in the street so everybody can see it. Your life and your relationship should be behind doors, not in front of everybody to see. And that's why I think Gabriel Union and Wade is getting hit from this is because you're putting it out on Main Street and it should not be on Main Street. Am I right or am
I
wrong? That's all I want to ask.
May I?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Oh my. I tell you, I'm overwhelmed
by what my ears have heard. And I'll say this. And I'm not one to use provocative words, you know, but a man is a man. You can't call a man a her. A woman is a woman, and you can't call him a him. Call her a him. And I mean, this really disturbed me. I also heard in the recording that he talked about molestation. And molestation is a big thing, and a lot of undercover things that are going on. Amen. Because it reflects back on me. It reflects back on me. And this really hit the nail on the head. Because while I'm listening, I had a rewind. That age, 10, 11, and 12, I was molested. I was taken advantage of by a stepfather that's supposed to have been a father figure. Was I angry? Was I distraught? Was I disturbed? Was I suicidal? Was I hatred? Mentally, emotionally, psychologically? And to hear this is like a violation. I don't care how you look at it. It's violation. You know, if you got the right, amen, to give the right, that it was okay. Do you think it was okay? Do you think that it was okay that man, let's keep it real. If this is a real show, it's real. Let's keep it real. Do you think it was real? Do you think it was okay for this man to be on top of me? Do you think it was real for him to hit and to beat on me? Do you think that it was real? Do you think it was real? We're talking about real now. Come on, we're not procrastinating a perpetrator. Do you think it was real? Do you think it was okay for what this man done to me, a child? You know, had me lost, had me bitter, had me angry with men. But did I ever think about being a he or a she, amen, to turn my life upside down? I thought about suicide. I tried suicide. I tried hanging. I tried cutting my wrist.
I wanted to run
in front of an automobile because I wanted it to end. I wanted it to end. This right here, amen, disturbs me. It disturbs me because it's not right. Do I like what the gentleman was saying? Do I like how provoking he got? Do I like his mentality? No. No, I do not. But if we don't say anything and we don't do anything, people, if we don't say or do something, amen, to protect our children, and this went on with me for years, I was better behind the prison wall because I didn't have to be touched anymore. I didn't have to be touched anymore, and I started running away from home. I didn't have to be touched anymore. I didn't have to be taken advantage of, amen, by this man, amen.
Amen.
I didn't have to go through that. But one thing for sure, two things we know. We know that we serve a God, and one thing for sure, we got to know that God sees that he knows all things. This man that was doing the talking, something seriously is wrong. Something, I don't know if he done been through or been raped or molested or whatever.
Okay, there we go.
Right, but I want to say something on that. And this is what why I said a lot of...
Speaking. Hold on, she wasn't done yet, my brother.
Go ahead.
Okay, you know, it's something has happened in his life. And anger, you can hear the anger and the bitterness. Because, listen, I'm not going to let nothing turn me back. I'm not going to let what has happened to me in the past define my purpose for moving on and being the greater individual, the greater woman of God that God has equipped me to be. But this disturbs me. Parents, mothers, please pay attention to your girls. Please pay attention because so many undercover things, and they're being enticed by M-O-N-E-Y, and they're using the mind. If you get the mind, you got everything else. You got everything. Okay. This man has a problem, and he has a mental problem. He has something down on the inside that's been boiling, and it needs to come out. And it came out in this, but he took it all on. Amen. He took it all on, and to outburst, he's crying for somebody else, but he also crying for himself. Cry loud, crying in the wilderness. And I say, in my closing, in every one of my services that I have, watch your surrounding. Pray about everything and thank that man above for everything, because prison saved my life mentally. I got psychological help. I went to see a counselor, me, myself, and I, because I know what I needed in order to survive, in order to stay stable and mental. I'm completed.
Thank you for that, Ms. Clinton. I appreciate that. Yes, go ahead. Absolutely, go ahead.
Okay. I'm sorry for holding up y'all time, but this is Destiny. You want to talk about a trigger? Tonight's video or whatever you played was indeed a trigger, because I, too, as well as Mrs. Clayton, have been molested, raped, and all of that. But to sit there and to have to continuously listen to that video as someone was trying to stop the video, it really did get next to me.
Yes.
I'm so glad I did not allow my daughter to listen to this podcast tonight, and she was going to listen to it. Mr. Six, are you still here? Because Mr. Six was trying to get your attention, Mr. DJ ATL, for about 15 minutes of us listening to that video.
I didn't know. I didn't know if it was distorted.
Yes.
But I'm going to say something, and y'all, I want to make.
And I wasn't finished,
go ahead,
but that's okay.
Go ahead, Destiny.
Yeah, I most definitely wasn't finished. But like I said, he was definitely trying to get your attention to shut the video down. Because as Ms. Sheila said, she might not have said it was a trigger, but I'm telling you that it was a trigger for me to listen to the things that he was saying that had happened to this young man, this young boy, because I, too, was molested and raped at a young age.
Wow,
and sometimes people have triggers behind things like that.
Right.
That's right.
You know, I'm not angry. I'm hurt because the video was continuously being played after Mr. Six had said to shut it down. And I'm sorry that you didn't hear it because he was trying to get your attention. And thank you. This is Destiny, and I am complete.
Thank you, sweetheart. Appreciate
may
that.
I
sure,
may
go
I
ahead, Ms. DJ ATL. Go ahead, sir.
And that's why I think that y'all, why I wanted you to hear this, because I didn't want to trigger the bad parts. But this is something, reason why this man is frustrated, because you're right. He was molested as a child, too. This is the way it's being pushed. See, this is the agenda that I said I don't like, and I tell people this is why I wanted him to let Mr. Charleston White video be played, because he did hit a lot of doors. What he was telling you is that for what this was going, by debuting these things and putting it into a point where it was put out there, it's pushing that agenda of the pedophile, okay, well, it's all right for a young man. This young man, we don't know what's going on in this young man's life. How is he already kissed another? Has he been molested? Is that a pain? See, all these things, majority of times, if you talk, and I'm not saying all people who are on straight have been in a molested situation, but you find it really hidden in the African-American community, and a lot of us have been molested as a child going through by an uncle, a person that loved us, that thought they were protecting us. A great story was one that just came out here in Georgia that came out a couple weeks ago. We had a young mother take her daughter to the hospital because her daughter was 12, was having stomach pain. And to come out to find out, she went to the doctor with the baby, the 12-year-old, and the 12-year-old went to the doctor, and they found that the 12-year-old was pregnant. So the mother had the cops and everything in front of her trying to figure out what was going on, how was everything, to come out to find out that it was that she's been playing with the cousin, the 32-year-old cousin, which to stay with them, had been sleeping
I'm
with
sorry,
her.
But I think
and he's a grown guy. And again, he got – and the thing that's fascinating about this story, this came out in the news, they arrested him. He will be going away. But he also was molested, too, by his uncle. So he came out and said. So it seems like this is a taboo, and I think why we were hearing Chauncey White Custom say all these kind of things is frustration that I can see in the community for the molestation community because we're allowing this stuff to go on in the family. I think, again, this kind of stuff should be shut down when you're 12 and 11 years old and 9 years old, even 4 and 5, I mean, definitely 4, 5, 3, and all the way up to 12, I even say up to 15. There shouldn't be sex going on at all. It should be parent being parent, and they should not be guarding their children to let them make so they make sure that they have a healthy relationship and healthy life to going forward. And see, and these kind of things is being put in the mix with this. So that's why I said I kind of think you can hear the Charlie White guy. He kept going there with that molestation stuff. If y'all were listening to him, he kept saying that.
I'm not gonna let
and
you
that's
say
what
that.
And I just want to say that. But I'm gonna come off and let y'all speak. I'm gonna finish off. I just want to say that I understand. I apologize for it being a trigger to you guys. But that's why I wanted to be played because there were so many people who have been talking about it. Said he was talking for frustration on that end, and they can hear the anger from him, even though he said he's been he had they believe he had said he's been, he was molested too as a child.
As Mr. DJ, as a woman, I'm gonna give this is the queen, and I'm gonna give you that. But what I'm not gonna give you is I can blessfully say I've never been touched, so I'm not gonna touch on that part. But what I am is a woman. What I am is a mother, and what I am is a Christian woman. So no matter how mad he is, and the fact that he's been touched or whatever he may be, I get how he feel about that part. But for sit there to downgrade that black woman, I don't care what she's doing. She's still a black woman. He talked to her about her like she was a piece of dirt. He didn't call her every name but a child of God. So as a black woman, I'm very insulted. And so for people to sit up and listen to that man, however he wants to put his out there, is a disgrace. Just like AJ said, that's a disgrace. Y'all have allowed this man to put down children, black women. That's a shame. That's not cute at all. So as a black woman, I'm very upset and very insulted by what that man had to say about that woman. Regardless of what she's doing in her household, that's her household. She got to stand before God herself and deal with that. But for him to talk about that woman like she was a piece of trash, because he upset, oh, that's not cute at all. And I'm very insulted about that and that people are allowing him to keep talking for other people because I hope not to have to deal with nobody that feels like he feels about a black woman.
And may I please, just for the record, you can't always blame the parents because sometimes the person who's doing the raping and the molestation would make the person so scared that something is going to happen to them or their family that they can't talk about it. So when you sit there and you say about the parents should have did this and the parents should have did that, until you walk a day in somebody's shoes that's been raped and molested and been through it, you can't say a daggone thing about that.
They're pushing this.
Just real quick, sir. Not really. I ain't trying to cut, but we definitely get you. We definitely understand what you're saying. We get what you're trying to go with the recording. We understand the direction. We have heard your point of view inside out, and different angles and different perspectives. We get that. But I think what you're missing right now is there are women in here who have, like I say, by you playing that, and by what you're saying right now, what you're missing is that you have three women in here who are emotionally, mentally having flashbacks of personal, physical experiences that they've had. Now, that's not your fault. That's not your fault. But they're trying to get you to understand compassion right now, sir. You're trying to get us to understand something about a recording. And to be honest with you, none of us give a damn about that damn recording at all, period. That's just the way we feel about it. That doesn't mean that we don't care that you care about it. That doesn't mean that we don't care that you're trying to use it as a talking point or whatever you're trying to do to make a point. But right now, there are three women in here who are more concerned about what happened to them and what was done to them.
Well,
they're trying
right.
to get you to understand what they're trying to tell you. That's all they're trying to do, sir. So when you keep going back after every time somebody says something to you, you keep going back talking about, well, y'all don't understand what I'm trying to. No, we don't. It's not that we don't care what you're talking about, but right now what these three women are talking about takes precedence over what you're talking about. And that's what we're trying to get you to understand. So, you know what I'm saying, when we're talking about compassion, we're talking about have heart, you know, these three women in here are pouring their souls out to you. They're opening up to you, to the whole 6 Eyes Radio Network, to the squad, to Mr. 6 Eyes, to you, sir. So that's what we're talking about right now. You know what I mean? So, you know, you do what you want to do, and that is your right. But it's just like on one hand, like when you well, not to take off what anybody is saying because it's important, but like you was talking about, you know, I'm down for the LGBTQ community, right? You say I'm all for that, right? But then you tell them, well, they shouldn't be in public, that they then shouldn't be outside, and they shouldn't. So that means they shouldn't have their gay parades. They shouldn't be. So you can't say you with them, but then at the other hand, tell them to go inside and not express themselves or not to live their lives. So. It's kind of what's going on right now. It's like you want us to understand this, and we're trying to get you to understand that. That's all we're trying to say, sir. That's where we at with it. And I just want to say to Queen, to Destiny, to Avengers, Clay, now, you know, I feel for you. I apologize that, you know, that you had to go through that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm listening, and the reason why, you know, I'm irritated and I'm listening to everybody because I know what it means. You know what I'm saying, to be molested. I was molested as a little boy by my babysitter. You know what
oh,
I mean?
My God.
So I understand what these women are talking about. Because I went through the whole suicidal thing. I went through the whole, I wanted to kill this man. You feel me? I wanted to kill this man.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? But the whole thing of it was is because I had a brother. And it was about stopping that man from doing to me what he was going to try to attempt to do to my brother.
Right.
That's what that was about. So, so I'm just saying, we, like you said, it's we've all, I didn't say we've all, but there are generations of people who have been molested or raped or touched, who have been misled or misguided by family mothers, by family members. So like Destiny said, like everybody, you don't know who it could be. It could be anybody. It could be people that tell you, oh, I love you. Oh, I want to do this. And like you said, and turn around and say, you better not say anything. You better not open your mouth. I'm going to do this to you. I'm going to do this to that to them. So there's multiple differences and there's cases out here. And so that's all we're trying to get you to understand right now is that this is much bigger than that recording. When we're talking about real people's lives, real people's past, and we understand, like I say, once again, you were trying to use that recording for a point of view. But like I said, what that man, you know, like Queen said, what he said about that woman as a black woman is terrible. What he said about that little boy, what he said about that children is terrible. You know what I'm saying? You want to express yourself, go right ahead. But if that's the only way you can express yourself is to belittle, to demeanor. You know what I'm saying? To really put people down like that, to tear people apart like that. I understand that he's very dedicated to his feelings. He's very passionate about his feelings and his thoughts, and he has every right to do that. And all we want you to understand, sir, is there's a lot of passionate people in here right now who, because of the recording you played, right, and you keep saying, well, that's what I meant to do. And I don't think you understand what you're saying by saying that. You mean to piss these people off in here? Do you mean to upset these people? You mean to make these people angry over things that really happened to them? Because that's kind of the way it sounded. That's why I kind of everybody keeps trying to tell you, like, it's not about the recording, sir. It's about what these people have been through. And there are a lot of people who have these stories. And maybe it's something we need to come back and, you know, on another podcast another time, touch on. know what I'm saying? Because it does happen. And like we were talking about it earlier, where does it come from? And this is another angle, another perspective, another avenue of why children feel suicidal, feel homicidal, are violent, are confused, are lost, do not what's going on, do not have trust in a mother or a father, let alone if there is a mother or father even in the household, let alone if there's loved ones, brothers, uncles, sisters, nephews, I don't know. But there's definitely a breakdown that has been going on. This is nothing new. We all know that. You know what I'm saying? So, but I just want to say to the three women, to Evangelist Clayton, Destiny, and Queen, I feel you. And, I have much love, much respect. I understand. I can relate. I can deal. I get it. I understand what you're going through. And like I said, we're all here. We're all survivors, and God is good. And like I said, we got to stay focused on the rest of these babies. We know what's happened to us. We know what can happen to them. You know what I'm saying? So regardless of a podcaster losing his mind, going crazy, being despicable and disrespectful, that's cool. That's his right. That's his choice to do that. But I would tell anybody, 6 Hours Radio Network listeners, your opinion is your opinion. But molestation is real. Rape is real. And it's happening to these children. Sex trafficking and all. You know, all kinds of abuse is going on with these children. So we like I'm saying, I'm going to keep saying it again. We need to be focused on these children.
Yes, that's right.
We need
that's
to.
Right. May I?
And with that, I'm complete. Absolutely. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Godfather.
Okay, I just come in. I am completely devastated of what has happened to people. Although it hasn't happened to my family, but I can imagine how I would feel. And I feel this way, and I don't care who like it, who don't. But if you have the tendency to want to rape and take the advantage of any individual, I think any man or whoever do this, I think they should be castrated. I'm sorry, it's just my black man's opinion, but it doesn't make sense that you got to take the advantage of some child and do something like I could even dream in my whole lifetime of doing something like this to an individual, a child or something. Because I have daughters. I have stepdaughters. I would never dream of doing anything like that. And I think that any man that do something like this here to a girl or even a guy, I think they should all be lined up on stage and incarcerated before the public. That's just one black man's opinion. Complete.
I agree with you. Castrate every last one of them.
Yes. May I please?
Absolutely, ma'am.
You know, AJ, you said something so profoundly, and it's not many men come out and tell what they have been through.
No, they don't.
They'll keep that thing and they'll take that thing to the grave with them. But then you have said, even the public, the community has said there's something wrong with that boy, but you don't know what it is. You don't know what that young man or that young lady is dealing with. I'm one that was threatened and told if I tell it, what it's going to do to my mother.
Yep.
So I don't know behind closed doors. I don't know behind closed doors what he was doing to my mother. But I say time and time again, I saw this man, even me being young as I was nosy. I was nosy, and I raised my hand. I was nosy. I would peep under the door and see this man bring men home, bring men to the house during lunch hour and in the morning, selling my sister and them off for a dollar bill. Selling my sister and them off. And you tell my hatred. I had so much hatred in my heart.
My
I had so much anger. I was so angry until I could have bust a blood vessel. I was so angry. But my way of getting away was running away from home. I stayed running.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
They kept the police looking for me, but I was running because I was hiding. And I started stealing out of the stores, grocery store, clothes store, because all I had was the clothes on my back. I laid in old abandoned cars and old abandoned houses to survive. But I tell you one thing for sure and two things I know. Before this man close his eyes and transform over to the other side, I had to look down at that man. That man used to weigh almost 300 pounds on top of me. I'm a child. I'm a child. So I had to do what this man said do. You know, he said, you better not tell it. I'm going to do this to your mom. You better not tell it, you know. So I got many a beating. Many a beating contributed to my blind day. Contributed to my blindness today. Today. But he's gone on. But at the age of 17, the Lord let me came back. See, my mother and them didn't raise me. The state took me from my mother and them. Took me from my mother and them. So I feel like an illegitimate bastard child. Never was wanted, never was loved. But the God that I served was a mighty God. And I had to look down in this assailant. I had to look down in his face in the ICU room while he was on life support. Used to weigh 300 pounds, but when I looked down at him, he didn't weigh a buck. He didn't weigh a buck. But muscles would beat the hell out of you. Excuse me. It would beat you down. It would beat you down, and that's what it did. But God let me saw him before he closed his eyes.
What is that
and to the other side. And guess what? Me being a bigger person, 17 years old, I said, I forgive you. But I won't forget. See, this is my life. This is what I do today.
Wrap it up.
I encourage the young ladies and young men in me envision a manhood, vision a womanhood. I encourage them that you can do and you can be anything. You can have, amen, what God says that you can have. You are who God says that you are, and you can have because faith has allowed you to. Don't let your past define your purpose for your future. Don't you let what somebody else has done, amen, take away who you are, because it almost robbed me. It almost robbed me.
Absolutely.
I'm completed.
Okay, I appreciate you. Just real quick, because we're almost out of, we're almost up at the bonus time. So real quick, sir, go ahead.
Oh no, it's DJ ATL. I mean, I listen to everyone.
Oh,
and like
well,
I said,
okay,
I'm not trying to offend. I'm not trying to offend anyone. I listen because I want all. That's what I want to comment, because I wanted the dimensions. What you just said, everything you said was vastly what I wanted the people to hear. Y'all heard a crazy wild podcaster, a guy who was out there politically talking crazy. But the same thing that y'all was talking about, what he saw from his situation, and I just want y'all to understand, was he started off manifestation. He was letting you know he was having a trigger of manifestation and being something that happened to him. And he was throwing it all out there on the books, and he was saying, that's why he said, go in the closet. He didn't want the closet to come out because it's a hard thing to face. And I would, like I said, I riddle and I listen to everything and I try to riddle everything when I hear a person talk. For experience, I never went through this, but I have family members who's talked about these things. All of us have come contact with these kind of situations. It's something very taboo in the African-American community, which has been going on for a while, and we don't really take our energy and really stress and try to come up with solutions to help the victims move forward from this. Instead, we plague these situations and sweep it under the rug, and then we'll use it as a prop. And that's why I don't feel comfortable about the way thinking. I'm going to keep it 100% with you, because it is moving into the point that it's promoting that lifestyle. And, again, you brought up a great question. You said I didn't want LGBT community to express. So I didn't say anything about that. What I'm saying, it goes both ways. If you were heterosexual, your life should not be put on Main Street. You see what I'm saying? Your child and children should not be put on Main Street for it to be picked on like that, because there's a lot of questions, there's a lot of bad things going on. So it's not a thing that I was trying, what I'm trying to say is that I'm not looking at it from a standpoint of the LG community. I'm saying whatever you do as a child, it should not be on Main Street, okay? Nothing should be on Main Street from a child. The only thing a child must do is try to be a child. Not be put in a position where it's actually using that child as an educational tool to push agenda. That's all I'm saying. So I hope you got that, and I just want to make sure that was strength, because I'm not against. No, I believe if this is what you are as an adult, you believe this is what you want, you have every right to do that. Because between anything, it's between you and God. I'm not God. I was put here as a human being. Me, myself. I can speak for myself. I was put here as a human being. I can't judge and cast a stone because I didn't make this world, and nor do I control this world. So you have the choices, but I do see the underline of the what we're saying, monetization in that. I could hear it all, and that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. I could hear it all coming from him, from his point of view of him being molested. And that's what y'all didn't catch. So I knew if I let y'all listen to it, and I heard I already had calls and talked about people with this, and they said that. And then when they looked at it from the supervision, they went back and looked at the whole situation with MB, with the whole limelight of what Wade and Julie and Gabriel Union has been doing for the months and months before this, way before this, for a couple of years, pushing this agenda. They see that that's opening up that kind of book and opening up those worms. You know what I'm saying? So I'm pushing it back to you guys. I know we about to come out this. I don't want to just deblade on this conversation. But what I want to do is to have more dialogue talks and try to come up with solutions to push, because they need the education for people who are, because there's a millions of people right now in this country right now who are going through this right now as a child being molested, and they need help. And they don't have nobody to talk to. Like you said, ma'am, the molester tried to say, no, you're not going to be, you would destroy everything. And that is exactly what we're talking about, and we need to come up with solutions. We need to figure out how to solve these things and how to bring us out of the darkness and make light out of these situations, because it shouldn't be taboo at all. All right, well, I'm passing the ball. Y'all go ahead, and if y'all want to make a comment on that or y'all ready to end, just let me know.
Y'all can do what you want to do, but if everybody would like to join me in the serenity prayer real quick.
Yes.
God grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change.
God
grant us the serenity to accept the things that we cannot change.
The courage to change the things that we can.
The courage to change the things that we can.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
And we,
the squad, say amen.
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 Check, check.
Absolutely. And once again, you know, we always want to give love, appreciation, and respect to 6 Eyes and 6 Eyes Radio Network and to Mr. DJ ATL for letting us on this platform to express our thoughts and opinions to all the listeners.
And I apologize for that obscene video. I will take some responsibility for it. And I didn't want to bring up pain or anything. But I just think that the educational thing that I want to take from this for me and for anyone else out there is to try to figure out how to come up with solutions to stop a lot of this and for us to move forward and let children be children so they can be more of a, have a more of a productive life, because that's what our generation
is. Don't forget to meet on the other side.
Oh, yeah. And I also want to say this. Like our generation before, and I always say this to everybody that ever comes in contact with me, there was somebody who had to give up their gift so I can walk through a grocery store, so I can walk in front of a restaurant, so I can be able to do the things that I'd be able to do right now, be able to buy those $250 tennis shoes. Somebody had to give up their gifts and their life so I could be able to do this. For me to be able to have a podcast, for us to be able to speak, they had to give up something. And I want people to understand that there's a lot of sacrifices that's been going on, and not forget those sacrifices and don't take none of this stuff for granted. Because we've come a long way, and we still going to keep going. It ain't the end. God loves us, because he let us wake up every day. He wakes us up so we can keep moving forward. We ain't going to like everything going to be said. We're not going to like everything we're going to be seen. But the one thing is, we always have power to speak our mind. We have power to overcome, and we have power to change. We can change the things that come in front of us. It might not be this quickly, but in time we do, and we work together, show love, like of our God, which is of love, we can make things happen. And no disrespect to none of the ladies that's on this panel. I'm not disrespecting none of y'all. I understand where y'all are coming from, and I feel the same way. It hurts. I didn't want to play that video, but I had to for us to get to the point to understand where this stuff was going. I wanted y'all to hear the frustration because y'all took the effects of it. I want to make that clear. And y'all made me the point that I was trying to make, not to you guys, for a lot of other folks, is that this is not acceptable.
This none of this from his thing, from Mr. Charleston White, from Gabriel Union, from Wade. This whole thing is not acceptable. It's not acceptable because how it's being promoted. It's acceptable if it's only in their family and their private, not out there to be out there to be used to say it's okay for it to be done. That's all I'm going to say. Well, I'm going to pass the ball to you guys, and we're going to go ahead and end the show, okay? Wow, I got crickets. All right. Well, go ahead. Anybody want to say anything before we go off? Well, like I said, it's DJ ATL Atlanta Styles, always doing the big thing. We're going to go ahead and close out the show. So we'll catch you guys next week. We'll have more of a different conversation. We probably won't go back this. All right.
It's your boy, DJ ATL Atlanta Styles. Kicking it with Six Eyes and the Squad. Drop it, drop it, drop it.